Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I'm Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Our studio is in Denver, where there's been a lot of anti-global warming weather over the last few months. But never fear, the thermometer has nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter what worldwide temperatures have been. There's global warming, and that's all there is to it. Next week on Real Science Radio, we'll interview one of the world's leading experts on the global warming controversy, Calvin Beisner, who wrote the open letter on global warming to Pope Francis, that's been reported on in the media all over the world. That should be great. And in the meantime, on today's show, I'll just read two headlines from Drudge from over the last few days that perhaps Doug McBurney and I will discuss on Monday. And then I'm going to talk about the really fun and educational Bible studies and seminars that we have that you might not know about that you're certain to love or your money back. We've always had a 30-day money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied, if you're not dancing on your kitchen table halfway through listening to these resources, then you could ask for your money back. And we'll gladly refund it. And by the way, if you get some of these that I'm going to talk about, that would help us reach our telethon goal of $30,000. We're now just over 10% of the way there. We're at $3,300. So here are the two headlines. And we're not going to talk about the stories, just the headlines. I mean, if I just start to talk about these, it will burn through the entire program. So, from the Drudge Report, July 8th, 2015, feds arrest boy, 12 years old, in gang-related murder of a man in Nebraska. 12-year-old boy arrested for murder. And from the Drudge Report, July 5th, 2015, shock report, 13-year-old charged with raping a 7-year-old on a school bus. On a school bus. That's even a more dangerous place for your kids to be than in the school itself. Cheryl and I, by the way, today, as of today, we have a new grandbaby who was born today. We had the new grandbaby 9 months ago, but as of today, we could see him. What a cute kid. Fourth grandchild. Little boy. How big? Somebody's asking how big in the studio audience. I think he was 13 pounds, 18 ounces. No, that's too big. They're saying that's too big. Okay. Yeah, no. 18 ounces is more than a pound, right? No, he was 8 pounds, 11 ounces. And that puts him sort of right in the middle of the range. 95% of kids are like between 5 and 10 pounds. From 5.5 pounds up to 10 pounds, 95% of births in the U.S. But our children, we don't allow them to go to a gun-free zone. If there's a gun-free zone, our kids are not allowed to go there. It's too dangerous. So you have this horrific crime and these lives destroyed, these families destroyed on a school bus. One of the listeners to Bob and Yurt Live has been driving a school bus for years and I meet with him for coffee now and then, and he tells me the horror stories. And I tell you, they're horror stories. And the lunatics are running the asylum. And some of them are even driving the buses. So at any rate, those two stories, Doug and I will have to cover those on Monday, Lord willing. And then next week's Real Science Radio, I will do an update on global warming. We haven't done that in some years on Real Science Radio. That'll be awesome. With one of the world's leading experts. And that's the way we try to do things here at Bob and Yurt Live and Theology Thursday and Real Science Radio, is bring you the absolute best information on the topics that we cover. And so that brings us to our store, kgov.com. You click on the store, and there's the Bible study department. And in the Bible study department, you know, we have fabulous videos that we've produced, dozens of them, like, for example, the global flood and the hydroplate theory. Right now, we're working on our video, The Evidence Against the Big Bang. We're working on Jurassic, the film on dinosaur soft tissue. We're working on Trading Genesis from my talk in Malibu at Pepperdine University. So we're working on some very important videos. But in the audio department and in the seminars and the Bible studies, I'm going to share with you some of the resources we have. And you tell me if you think you would benefit from these, enjoy them, be enlightened. Because God gave to the body of Christ, he gave gifts. And one of the gifts is the gift of teaching. And he gave teachers to the body of Christ for the edifying of those of us in the body, so that we could come to a mature stature in Christ. And I have, through my life since 1973, when I became a Christian, a born-again Christian, I have availed myself of the best teachers I could find. I remember traveling the country, visiting ministries where they were known for teaching the Bible, living according to the precepts in the scripture. And I went around the country looking for the best ministries to see where I could learn after spending time at a Bible college and thinking it was a bit of a letdown because we weren't learning the Bible. So I went to Chuck Smith's church, Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, spent a year there, over a year, with every Monday night Bible studies by Chuck Missler, every Sunday morning and Sunday evening Bible studies by Chuck Smith. And from there, went all over the country looking for the best Bible teaching I could find. So you avail yourself of the best, and then you're standing on the shoulders of giants so that you could see even further. And you could share with others what you've learned. So what I've learned in all these decades. So it's been, for me, 42 years studying the Bible. And I'll give you an example. In our Bible study department, we have Old Testament, New Testament. In the New Testament, the book of Galatians, we have, of the Bible books we've covered, which are so many of them, we have verse-by-verse studies through the books. So the book of Galatians, that is, by most accounts of scholars, the very first book written in the New Testament, the book of Galatians. And on the cover of our DVD, we've studied the Bible on location in many cities where biblical events occurred, in Israel, in Turkey, in Greece, in Rome, in Italy. Public school teachers tuning in right now, Rome is a city in Italy. But the book of Galatians, very significant that it was likely the first book written in the New Testament because of the extraordinary way it begins in chapters 1 and 2. The cover of our CD and all these, you can download them so that you're listening almost immediately. It just takes seconds to download. high-quality audio. Or you could get it on a CD that you pop into a computer, or you could even listen to it on a DVD player and an MP3 player. And on the cover, it's one of the photos we took in Galatia when we were touring Turkey. And you could see the street signs for Antakya. That's Antioch, right? Where the Christians, the followers of the Lord, the converts of Paul, were first called Christians in Antakya, in Antioch. The way we say it, anglicized. They say it Antakya. And there's another street sign for Tarsus, where Paul was born, the apostle to the Gentiles. And in the book of Galatians, Paul starts out distancing himself from the 12 apostles, making a big deal that he didn't know them, they didn't know him. There were a few exceptions, he said, but generally speaking, if I showed up at their church, they wouldn't even know me. They wouldn't even recognize me by face. Because Jesus didn't want me to go to them to get my authority or my teaching. Jesus gave me directly from him, not by the laying on of hands of the 12 apostles, but from Jesus, I received my authority and the gospel of the grace of God. God gave to me the dispensation of grace for you Gentiles. And Paul goes on, and I mean, the whole chapter one is Paul in the most startling way, distancing himself from the 12 apostles. They're all servants of the same Lord, of course. But whenever they got together, Paul and the 12, there was always tension that had to be resolved. And it was always resolved in Paul's favor. And so the book of Galatians starts out Paul saying, hey, I'm not one of those guys. Jesus gave me a special ministry. And then by the time he gets, that's chapter one. By the time he gets into chapter two, you know what he does? The whole chapter, he blasts Peter, blasts him for being a liar, he says, and a hypocrite regarding the gospel. Now, is that too much or what? Do you know the vast majority of Christians don't even know that's in the Bible? They simply don't know. And so that's why we say money-back guarantee. If you're not elated with the Bible teaching you receive, because Paul says if you don't rightly divide the word of truth, you're going to be ashamed as a Christian. And so our studies come from that perspective where we rightly divide the difference between Israel's covenant of circumcision and the body of Christ's covenant of grace. And so Peter, James, and John, they interact with Paul. There's always trouble. So Peter writes to who? James writes to who? John writes to who? Right? The book of Hebrews, it's the epistle to the Hebrews. It was written to who? To whom? Sorry. So call me crazy, but I think that the epistle to the Hebrews was written to the Hebrews. I know that's out of line, but. And James writes to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. And Peter writes to the diaspora, which is the technical Greek term for the Jews scattered abroad. And John says he writes to the elect lady. And who in the world is that? Well, maybe it's Israel, because then he says, don't take anything from the Gentiles. So he's probably not writing to the Gentiles. But the understanding of the plot of the New Testament period is in the book of Galatians. And so that's one of our studies that you could get it. You'll probably love it. If you don't, money back guarantee. We've always said that. How many times over the last 25 years have we refunded money? I'm looking. One of our studio audience members is Connie. She does our customer service. Since how many years have you been here doing customer service, taking orders, sending out invoices? 13 years. How many times has someone asked for a refund in the 13 years you've been here? Not many? I can't say that on the air. All those zeros? That's a zero. What was the other zero for? Two zeros? Two zeros. No one in 13 years. I mean, I remember it happening back right before that time period. About 15 years ago, somebody bought our library, the Enyart Library. You get everything we have, all the audio teachings, all the seminars, all the Bible studies, all the videos we produce, the books we've written. You get it all. costs a few thousand dollars, but you get it all at a tremendous discount if you got everything one by one. And the guy who got it all, he loved it all. He couldn't afford it. He asked us, could I pay $100 a month? I'll pay $500 up front, $100 a month. We said, of course. We've always told people, you know, here's the price or whatever you can afford. And so he's paying it off. He's about a year into paying it off. And his father demanded a refund. His father. He loved it. His father didn't like that whatever we teach, you know, we're supposed to judge. Jesus said, judge with righteous judgment. And Jesus said, forgive. No, sorry. Jesus said, if someone sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. So we include that, what Jesus said. Some people leave that out, but we include that. Jesus said it. We tend to include it, you know, when we're thinking about it. So anyway, that was a request for, and that was the father. The son said he loved the material. He was an adult. And we said, you know what? We will refund the money just to prove it's not the money. Give us a ministry. Pick a ministry, a nonprofit organization that we could give the money to, because your son doesn't want the money back. But just to show you, it's not about the money. We will give the money, but we'll give it to a ministry. So let us know which ministry. But anyway, so I think we've had less than five people in all these years on the air. It's been 24 years. So maybe you'll be the first, and then you'll help us because we sound more plausible when we say, well, at least there were three. But Galatians, we highly recommend the study in Galatians. It will blow your mind. You will love it, and you will never look at the New Testament again the same if you enjoy this study of Galatians with us. And you'll help us stay on the air. Our telethon goal of $30,000. So that's Galatians. Let's say you like the Gospels and you'd rather start with our study on the Gospel of John. You'll love that. For example, is this man God? We begin by making an overview. Our teachings, if there's a theme that connects all of them, it's that we take an overview of the issues, an overview of the Bible, an overview of the scientific evidence for the Big Bang, for example. And so you look at an overview and you see that in the Old Testament, God said over 400 times, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord. In the New Testament, not once. That phrase doesn't appear one time in the New Testament. Now, the New Testament's a lot shorter than the Old Testament, but it doesn't appear once. Instead, over 100 times, Jesus Christ says, I say unto you. I say unto you, because he's the Lord. And we begin with what many have told us is the most powerful evidence, biblical evidence, for the deity of Jesus Christ that they've ever heard in any Bible study ever. That's the beginning of the Gospel of John. And it's fitting to be there because the Gospel of John, of the four, is the one that most clearly indicates that Jesus is our creator. He's not only the Savior, he's our creator. Then we have our study on the Epistle to the Romans. These are verse-by-verse studies. I became a Christian September 1973. We didn't have a lot of Christians around us teaching Bible study. We led scores of people to the Lord over the next 4 or 5 years. Scores of people. My whole family was saved. We became born-again believers. We went to my public high school, which now I know, please don't send your kids to public high school. Especially don't put them on a bus. But anyway, I ended up teaching Bible studies. Undoubtedly too early, too quick, too young. But it was hard to just, you go to school, you want a Bible study. And the school told us we're not allowed to pray at school. We're not allowed to have a Bible study. So you know what we did? We said, okay, we're going to meet 10 minutes before homeroom bell rings every morning in the lobby of the school where 1,000 kids are coming in through the doors, and we're going to hold hands and pray every morning. And that's what we did because they told us you're not allowed to pray in school. So during those early years, I began teaching Bible studies. The first one was on the book of Hebrews. I don't know if that was a wise choice. But a few years later, we get to the book of Romans. We decide to study that, and I'm preparing, and I realized I cannot teach the book of Romans. I simply can't because I'm not prepared. I'm not able to teach the book of Romans. Because you read through it, it's the most important theological treatise in the history of the world. And here's some punk kid, he's going to teach through it. So I realized I could not, trying to prepare, I couldn't sufficiently grapple with the issues to be able to teach them in a responsible way. So 30 years later, 35 years later, I prayed and I asked the Lord, Lord, I think, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Lord, I think I'm able to teach the book of Romans. I hope and I pray I could honor you in this effort, but we'd like to start teaching the book of Romans. And we did, and we recorded as we've done all the sessions, and we have that Paul's epistle to the Romans. Just an absolutely stunning study. By the time you get through the first two chapters, if you are not elated, your mind is not blown, then please, money-back guarantee. 30-day money-back guarantee, so you got to at least get to it. You know, don't put it on your shelf for 8 months. Then we have our study of James and Jude. I mean, some of you listened to the show for a while. You know that I've spent time in jail for Christian ministry. Wonderful times in jail. Jail is time out for adults. It's like being on a Baptist retreat. You go to jail, you get thrown in with the felons, even though you're a misdemeanor, if you're a Christian, you know. And you get thrown in with the felons. You find out that it's Bible study time, prayer time, worship time, evangelism time. I mean, it's just tremendous. But I was in jail a total of about 6 months, a few different stints. And I was thrown in jail, and we have our weekly Bible study. And we don't want to end the weekly Bible study just because you're in jail. He doesn't stop writing the epistles to the New Testament just because he's thrown in jail. And so in Jefferson County, they allow you to use the phone, but there's strict limits on it. Like for local calls and long distance calls, I forget the exact numbers, something like local calls only 5 hours a week on the phone, and long distance out-of-state calls only 6 hours, something like that. It's crazy, right? So we recorded the James and Jude Bible study while in jail, from jail, over the phone line. So it's the audio quality is obviously not the same. It's over a phone line. But what a powerful opportunity to study the Bible, to share the scriptures in jail, in season or out of season, in jail, out of jail. What's the difference? We're living in the Bible days. And so that's our James and Jude study. That comes on a single CD. If you download it, you get James and Jude verse by verse, all downloaded. There's a reason James and Jude are included together. Jude also wrote to the Jews. Is that surprising to you? I mean, James, that's the Greek name for Jacob, right? Well, James is an English word, but it comes from the Greek translation for Jacob. Anyway, as we go through the list of resources we have, wow. There is a remodeling business in Denver, and the owner says that the most important resource we've ever published at Real Science Radio is our hermeneutics seminar. We did this at the Brown Palace, downtown Denver, historic hotel, and we have it available, hermeneutics tools for Bible study. Just so exhilarating, these tools to help us better understand the scriptures as we're reading them. And then there's our series on the plot. That's my life's work. You can buy it as a book, an overview of the Bible. And the overview of the Bible is the key to its details. So people become Christians and they end up sometimes within months, very quickly becoming adamant and very, very insistent on many details in the Bible. Details, that's our word for doctrines. The doctrines in the scripture, they're the details. And the plot of the Bible, that's the overview, the historical events of scripture, and God communicates to us through a narrative of actual historical events. And the doctrines are expressed through the history of the Bible and didactically, like in the epistles and here and there in the Psalms and so on, or parts of the Mosaic Law. But for the most part, the teaching of Scripture comes through the historical narrative of how God interacted with mankind through history. And so that's the plot, the overview, the story of the Bible. And it's a book, but for those who prefer to listen, we taught through it in a series, a couple seminars, and then various series, Bible study series. So we have it available. You could get just the first CD, an MP3 CD. And again, you could listen to this on your computer, right, on your in your DVD if you have an MP3 player. Or you could download it right onto your iPad or whatever you have. And so we have the Bible overview, the plot. Grasping the overview of the Bible is the key to its details. So let's say you're starting to study the Bible and you become a Christian. And within 3 months, you are an expert on baptism. I mean, nobody could tell you, teach you anything about baptism because you're now an expert. And somebody asks you some very basic questions about the overview of the whole Bible, and you really don't know much about that, but you are an expert on end times, expert, or an expert on tithing, or an expert on the Sabbath. But as for the overview, like the book of Galatians and how the book of Galatians fits in to the history of the New Testament, you really have no idea. But there's a verse in there that proves one of my doctrinal idiosyncrasies. And so what we did was take time out, step back, to look at an overview of the history of the Bible, and then we ask, where do the major doctrines fit in to the historical narrative that God gives us in the Scripture? And that's a startling journey into God's revelation. It's startling. And the endorsements on the back cover of the book are humbling. And so we have the Bible overview on a CD, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the law of Moses, the last days, and then details galore. That's so fun, details galore. So our goal, $30,000, and many people have helped with donations, with subscriptions. You click on the store. You go to kgov.com, click on the store, and then subscriptions. You can subscribe to our monthly Bible studies or videos. Or you give automatic monthly donation. Or get these studies. You'll love them. God bless you.